Hi guys, and welcome back to Behind the Filter. I'm your host, Eleanor, and today we're going to unpack why social media impacts body image. Have you ever scrolled through TikTok or Instagram and felt like you didn't quite measure up? For many teens today, that feeling is constant. Social media has become a huge part of daily life for young people. Platforms like TikTok, Instagram, and Snapchat expose their users to images and videos that often reflect highly idealized and unrealistic standards of appearance. Like, suddenly everyone has perfect skin and a six-pack. But these images usually have filters. They're edited and they're carefully curated. Yet, they shape what many adolescents see as normal and desirable. This is especially concerning because teenage years are a critical time for both peer acceptance and identity development. Basically, it's a confusing time without social media, making it even harder. Young people are naturally more sensitive to how they're perceived by others. When they're constantly seeing content focused on beauty, fitness, and attractiveness, it can become really easy for them to start comparing themselves. And features like likes, comments, and follower counts can make it feel like their worth is directly tied to how they look online. Research even shows that this type of exposure is linked to increased body dissatisfaction and lower self-esteem in both males and females. About 95% of teenagers use social media, and many spend hours on these platforms every single day, which means exposure to this content is constant and it's widespread. One of the biggest problems is the repeated exposure to these unrealistic body standards. Filters and editing tools have the ability to completely alter appearances from reality. Over time, adolescents may begin to see these altered images as something that they should live up to and strive for. Social media platforms also intensify these effects. Their features encourage comparison, and their algorithms often promote the content that gets the most engagement, which is usually appearance-based. The more perfect something looks, basically, the more you're going to see it. In fact, substantial social media use, especially over 3 hours each day, has been associated with increased risks of anxiety and depression. At the same time, it is extremely important to recognize that not every teenager is affected in the same way. The impact of social media largely depends on how it is used, what kind of content is consumed, and even the individual differences among users. But overall, experts largely agree that these platforms foster an environment where comparison is constant and difficult to avoid. So, what can be done? One important solution is improving digital and media literacy in both schools and homes. This would help teach students how to critically evaluate the content that they see online. This type of education can help teenagers to build a healthy relationship with social media and to protect their self-esteem. Solutions at the individual level are also extremely important. By encouraging open and honest conversations between parents and their children about social media and setting open boundaries, a meaningful difference can be made. And for adolescents who are struggling, encouraging them to visit resources like counseling and mental health support, it can be incredibly helpful. At the center of this issue is social comparison. It's the tendency to measure ourselves against others, which is crazy because we're comparing our real lives to someone else's highlight reel. But by helping young people recognize and manage this type of thinking, it is key to improving body image and self-esteem. Social media is not going away, and teenagers are not going to stop using it. But by improving education and supporting them directly, we can help create a healthier environment where young people can feel confident on and offline.